Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of Universal Ottery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Book of Sirach. We're in chapter 6, and our practice today is in verses 26 through 28. With all your soul, draw close to wisdom, and with all your strength, keep her ways. Inquire and search, seek and find. When you get a hold of her, do not let her go. Thus, at last, you will find rest in her, and she will become your joy. I enjoy writing in psalm, transcribing text into a rhyme. I've always enjoyed this aspect of sharing God's grace, for in the journey of life, we all seek to find a guiding light that will illuminate our wandering mind. Through the trials and struggles, we strive to be strong, but wisdom's strength is where we truly belong. With every step we take, we learn and we grow. In the pursuit of knowledge, our spirits will glow. For wisdom's embrace is the key to our quest. In its gentle arms we find solace and rest. Oh, wisdom's strength, it carries us through. In life's search, it's the compass that's true. In the vast sea of uncertainty, we find our way, resting in wisdom's embrace day by day. With wisdom's guidance, we navigate life's maze, unveiling the secrets hidden in its intricate ways. It teaches us patience and grants us insight, helping us discern between the wrong and the right. With every choice we make, we seek wisdom's grace. Its strength empowers us to find our rightful place. In the depths of its knowledge, we find peace and clarity, resting in wisdom's embrace for all eternity. Oh, wisdom's strength, it carries us through in life's search. It is the compass that's true. In the vast sea of uncertainty, we find our way, resting in wisdom's embrace day by day. Through the storms that rage and the tempests roar, wisdom's strength will anchor us in truth forevermore. With its gentle whispers, it calms our troubled mind. In its boundless wisdom, tranquility we find. Oh, wisdom's strength, it carries us through in life's search. It is the compass that's true. In the vast sea of uncertainty, we find our way, resting in wisdom's embrace day by day. So let us seek wisdom in every step we take, for it is in its strength our souls will never break. In the quest for truth, we shall always be blessed, resting in wisdom's embrace, finding eternal rest. Amen. Join me at the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we do dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6. Verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from a study of Sirach 6. My thoughts today came from just thinking about the ways of wisdom, its strength, its evermore of peace. And I have a one stanza poem, five lines. Its title for our practice in verses 26 through 28. Its title, Ways of Wisdom. Her closely draw, soul yours too. Ways of wisdom's strength clever. Find and seek, search and inquire true. Her hold tightly, her let go never. Her rest find, joy that lasts forever. Amen. I'm Thomas Sugars Williams. It's December 27, 2023. We're recording with the Angels this morning at 4:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. We are sponsored by God First Ministries Incorporated, a 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at UniversalUtterings.com. Again, thanks for joining us as we close out our fiscal year. December 31st is our last day of taking donations for the year of 2023. And we'd like to record this year in donations a little less than around $1,500. Actually, we had a donation from a group in South Florida that helps our ministry in prison transition work and the other things that we do locally. And you can learn more at UniversalUtterings.com. Again, thanks for joining us, my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony. I love you so much. Off to Mass this morning with my beautiful wife. Love you. May God continue to bless our union in Jesus' name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you, John. In Jesus' name.